Well, here at home, new recruits at Washington State's Law Enforcement Academy are now learning how to handle police 911 calls that involve military personnel and veterans. Washington is home to more than 65,000 active duty service members and more than 600,000 veterans. The training helps police recognize the challenges that some service members face when they return home from war, as well as the potential challenges they may pose to law enforcement. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUOW's Patricia Murphy has more.
Auburn, Washington, police officer Andy Gould is out on patrol. A computer screen in his car rhythmically ticks off details of emergencies from dispatch. He's just wrapped up a burglary call.
2 out of 50, you can clear that follow-up on 7th as a Tom, and I'll take the suspicious subject on 37th.
As Gould drives, text from the dispatchers scrolls up the screen. It tells him where to go for his next call, what the problem is, and whether the people involved have ever been in the military.
That said no military history. Is that standard in there?
Real time on video and audio.
Interesting.
We're able to hear the 13-year-old stating he's going to kill her and her boyfriend while they're sleeping.
Gould says dispatchers started asking about military experience a few years ago.
It's the training, because if we have a guy that we're looking for, and he's the suspect in a crime, and they tell us he has, and they ask that question. The purpose for that is because he has elevated training that could be a danger to us. He knows how to shoot, move, and communicate.
Gould, a combat veteran himself, says his military experience sometimes helps him establish rapport with other veterans, but not always.
Especially when, when we're responding to someone in a mental crisis, and they're not the one that called. Sometimes they're not very happy when we get there.
Gould remembers one call about an armed man threatening suicide. He was a Marine veteran and had barricaded himself in his apartment with a shotgun. Dispatchers learned that the man was part of a Marine unit called First FAST.
FAST is Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Teams.
Gould knew from his time in the Marines that the man was highly trained.
You have to take that into consideration when you're setting up and trying to deal with that guy, because if he really wanted to wreak some havoc, he certainly could. And had I not been there to tell my fellow officers that, oh, this guy's highly trained, be very, very careful, they would have went right over their heads.
So the next hour is going to be spent on both education, understanding, and some resources on veterans. And Josh's going to take you
this class is intended to make sure a person's military background doesn't go over a police officer's head. At the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Center in Burien, about 24 officers from Seattle and Auburn participate in a 40-hour crisis intervention training program. Former Marine Josh Penner told the class that veterans are often stereotyped.
There's a lot of incorrect ways veterans or law enforcement officers are identified by the general public. Right, we got gender, shape, color, religion, all the way down to behavior. Veteran lost his home, nearly committed suicide.
He says while, of course, not every veteran has mental health problems, people who've served in the military can be culturally different. They're used to using acronyms. When they use salty language, he says, it means they like you. And in some cases, they've been trained to react differently under pressure. Bob Graham has managed the program since it was established in 2008.
So identification and de-escalation are the main topic areas that we try to focus on. First of all, if they can identify that they're a veteran, that opens a different gamut of de-escalation tools that you can use. And you were at the training, so you heard some of those, and have things be mission specific and identify that. And if you have officers that have a veteran background, they're going to be more effective at de-escalation and connecting with those folks.
A good portion of the class focuses on how to connect people in crisis to veteran or civilian resources. Graham says officers should look beyond the immediate situation.
You might be able to clear this call in 15 minutes, but if you take 45 minutes to do it and do a good job and hook them up with resources, you're not going to be back tomorrow, next week, three times this month.
Back in Auburn, that's what Officer Andy Gould and his colleagues tried to do when they encountered that suicidal ex-Marine. They talked with him and persuaded him to put down his shotgun and leave his apartment.
And he was at that point very cooperative, once he got outside, you know, he was having an emotional breakdown. He was legitimately having some issues and was in mental crisis. And so we got an ambulance and we were going to have an involuntary commitment.
In Auburn, where 8% of the population has served in the military, crisis response training is mandatory for all officers. In Seattle, a shorter abbreviated training is required, but the longer course is optional. Overall, more than half of Washington State's law enforcement agencies have officers who are trained in how to defuse people in a mental health crisis. For Here and Now, I'm Patricia Murphy.